It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
Here's the hostess of the most lovely Rachel Jones.
Hello.
Hi.
Morning. Right.
Hiya. Good morning.
Rachel Jones!
Good morning. So, in first place at the moment...
Good morning.
Dave and Don on 7 points.
Hey!
Chris,
outrageous.
You're in second place with 5 points.
Outrageous.
And Carrie, you're in third with 3.
Or bottom.
Right, yes, okay. Chris, give me... Oh, Chris has given me his telephone to put it in my pouch.
Wow.
Stick mine in your pouch as well, love.
Easy, tiger.
You're like the kangaroo mother of the
right,
show.
Right, turn your text off.
Yep, text is off.
Okay.
Off.
Playing for the boys, we've got Jim Connolly from Market Drayton in Shropshire.
Jim.
Apparently he's loving the Kooks at the moment.
Who's he? Who isn't?
Mm. And he's applied for tickets in Dundee.
Well, good luck to Jim.
Jim.
For the ladies, Liz McGovern, she's from St Helier in the Jersey Channel Islands.
How old are you in the Jersey?
She's got 2 cats, Murphy and Guinness.
That's right, yes.
Okay, so text off, mobile phones are out.
Yes.
Turn your papers over, we'll begin. I've tried to make them easier this week.
Oh, I hope so.
Hmm.
Oh, ridiculous.
Okay, first
stupid
one.
Question.
True, I don't write them. True or false, in space it is impossible to cry. So true or false, in space it is impossible to cry.
I know in space nobody can hear you scream.
Something like that.
Right, I've had a guess.
Okay.
I reckon I've got a 50-50 on that.
Question number two. Yes. Which flower has the same name as part of the eye?
Does that have to be spelt right?
It's not difficult.
Daffodil's got two
you're
Fs.
Well, it'd be nice if it was spelt right, but...
Daffodil. Is it daffodil?
I'm just saying, if you are spelling, it's got two Fs.
Which flower has the same name as part of the eye?
Is that it? Is that the right answer? I'm not that stupid. You are... Dominic.
What?
How stupid do you think I am? Chrysanthemum.
Question number three. Which British pop group shares its name with a fertile spot in the desert?
What's a fertile spot in the desert?
Well, it shares the same name as the pop group. So you have a desert.
It's like
you
back
have a
in
fertile bit.
You know, do you do arable farming in geography at school?
Yeah, but do you know, I can't remember anything from school apart from getting picked on and bullied.
That's a sad story.
Yeah.
Question number four.
Oh, do you mind? I'm reliving my sad childhood here. I mean, it was really... It was a horrible childhood.
Yeah.
It really was, and there's so many stories about it. Can't tell you them now, though, but if you want to buy my book, it's available to pre-order right now.
It's a page-turner and no messing.
Yeah, and it comes out later on in the year in hardback.
Question number four.
I'll tell you, we changed the name of the book now.
What is it now?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Is it bouncing back?
No. No, it's called The Gospel According to Chris Moyles.
Is
I think.
It?
Yeah, I think so.
Religious theme again.
No. Well.
Did you go for the crucifixion cover page or not?
No, we didn't.
Brilliant.
That deemed to be highly offensive?
What?
Was that deemed highly
offensive? They didn't want me to do the crucifix. They didn't want me on a crucifix. I thought it was offensive. However, they were quite happy to have a shot of me dressed as a religious person with my arms out.
Mm.
Right? So, in other words, the crucifixion pose without the actual wood of the crucifix.
Mm.
But I turned that one down.
Mm.
So, because I didn't want to be offensive. So it's me as Michael Jackson.
No problem there.
Mm.
Okay, question number four. What is the collective name for a group of caterpillars?
Loads!
I really like this one. What is the collective name for a group of caterpillars?
I haven't a clue. Can we have a clue? Please don't tell me, Dave, you know that.
I don't know that, no.
Carrie, do you know that?
No.
Can we go? Should we all go for a clue?
Clue.
Oh.
Doesn't happen a lot.
Come on.
I can't think of it.
A gaggle.
A troop.
A lot of.
You're not far off a troop.
A trope? A troop.
A trope.
A teepee.
I was going to say, think of maybe troops.
A toupee.
I know.
Troops. Soldiers.
Oh, I think I know. Does it begin with the first letter?
No, I'm not saying anything else.
Yeah,
but
that's a
troops,
yes.
It doesn't begin with a letter. What?
Troops. That kind of thing is... That kind of thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, will you stop looking at my questions?
Dave, I'm going to clip you around the ear.
Question number five.
Troops.
Think of a troop. Think of soldiers. There you go. That's probably the easiest clue I've ever given you.
What? Okay, yeah.
And question number five. What is the only 10-letter word that can be typed on only the top row of a keyboard or typewriter?
Oh, that's easy.
You can work that this one out during the next record. So what is the only 10-letter word that can be typed on only the top row of a keyboard or typewriter?
You can't do anything with F1 and F3 and stuff, can you? That's rubbish. That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't mean that.
I like that. That's good. Of course, the word would be F1, F2, F3,
F4. Yeah. Dot F8.
There you go.
Lovely.
You say we've got the whole record to work that out?
Yes, and that's...
Have you not got it already?
No.
Shall I give you a clue?
No, don't! I've got it, so don't. Don't.
All right. All right.
Well, I think I know what you're saying, but...
Look, just think about it during the next record.
Right, streets or feeder, Dave?
Feeder. No contest, really.
So, do you want to go and see Rob DJ's pub quiz then?
Yeah.
Answers? Right. Yeah. Have we got the callers up, yeah. Jocelyn? Right. Right. Over to Rachel. She can talk to them.
Do we need our papers back, Rachel?
Yeah. Are we marking our own?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I haven't got my own. You've given me some. Oh, no, okay. You haven't given me my own.
Blimey. Let's say hello to the callers, then I'll distribute the sheet.
All right.
Line one for the girls, Liz McGovern from St Helier in the Jersey Channel Islands.
Oh, for
Island.
God's sake.
Hello, Liz!
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Why have you got that silly voice on?
That is my voice.
Is it?
Yes, sadly.
Oh. Do you speak French, Liz?
I do a little bit, but not very much.
Ah, petit
pois. Calera teal.
Calera teal? You want to know what time it is?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le panier?
No.
Un boîte de pêche. Un bouteille de lemonade.
I don't understand your French. It's so
difficult. Quelle est la piscine?
No, don't get that either.
Qu'est-ce que tu en fais dans le week-end?
J'aime jouer au football avec Marie-Claude dans le bord de la rivière.
How is Marie-Claude?
Ah, bien.
Ah, bon, ah, bon.
Bonsoir, Liz. J'ai un frère, je n'ai pas de soeur. J'ai un frère, Xavier.
Oh, no.
We?
Don't get that either.
I think obviously you're crap at French.
Yeah.
Because I think if our French is, as they say in France, spot on.
Spot on. Yeah.
Or sur le spot. Anyway,
really?
How many do you think you can get out of five?
Possibly three.
Three, all right. You have 33 inch legs. Toi.
I do.
Wow. No, that's toi. Toi.
Toi.
Trente toi. I think you're fine. It's 33.
That's toi. Right.
Trente-toi.
Not trente-toi.
Is that right, Liz?
Trente-toi.
I don't think so, no.
You don't speak any French. All right, what's French for lamppost?
I've absolutely no idea. No,
how stupid are you?
Lamppost.
Yeah, I think you're fine. It's le lamppost. You're playing against Jim Connolly. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Chris.
Jim.
Do you speak French, Jim?
Sadly not, Dave, no.
You're not.
German.
Not at all. A bit of German, a bit, yeah. I lived there for 8 years. So.
Wow. Where? In Germany?
What a spot.
Yeah. Nine!
Ich weiß nicht.
Schnell, schnell, Kartoffeltop.
Gehen Sie geradeaus.
What?
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben.
Yeah. Does this mean anything to you, Jim?
Yes.
Right. What we're doing, we're counting to 10 in German.
Yeah.
Jim. I wasn't. I said schnell, schnell, Kartoffeltop, which I think is quick potato or something.
Potato head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to learn German.
Nine.
We do. Yeah.
Do you speak English?
No.
Always works. Give you lessons.
Jim, what do you do?
I'm a truck driver.
Right. What football team do you support?
Pardon?
What football team do you support?
Wolverhampton.
Okay. How many out of five do you reckon?
Three, maybe, if I'm lucky.
Okay. All right. Well, let's find out if you are right. Let's go to Rachel. Where are the answers?
Dry there.
Right.
And
okay,
do you check everyone's notes?
Yeah,
by
I've
the
looked
way?
At them all.
Okay, so you'll be able to see if I cheat.
Mm-hmm. I will be able to. Okay.
What was that, Dominic?
Sorry.
You know you're on the air.
I know. Sorry. That's getting
question
ready.
Question number one.
I don't know. I didn't hear that, but when Dominic clears his throat, he sounds like a klaxon going off.
Sorry, I thought I was doing really quietly.
Question number one.
Excuse me, I just want to clear my throat here.
That's better.
Right, question number one. True or false, in space, it is impossible to cry? Dom.
False.
Carrie.
False.
Dave.
False.
Liz.
False.
Jim.
False.
Chris.
False.
The correct answer is true.
No!
I have brackets.
I don't believe that.
What a stupid question.
I don't believe that.
Can I finish?
I want an astronaut on the phone now.
Right. It says here in brackets, there is no gravity, so tears cannot flow.
But. You can still pee. And you can also squeeze orange out of cartons, and then it goes in a blob. Yeah. And then, like in Apollo 13 with Jim, and then Jim Lovell, is it?
Yeah.
And he has a orange juice like that in a ball of orange form liquid.
Also, what space experience does electrician and part-time DJ Rob DJ have anyway?
Good point, well made.
However, as you all shout at me,
yeah.
It's always to do with what is on this sheet.
It is true.
The answer.
It is.
So none of you got true. None of you get an answer. But
can I just say, by the way,
an astronaut?
Can I just say, I'm not a bad loser in any way, shape, or form. But Rob DJ dyes his hair.
Thank you.
Right. Question number two. Which flower has the same name as part of the eye? Liz.
Iris.
Jim.
Iris.
Chris.
Rose.
No, I put iris. I'm
Dom.
Iris.
Carrie.
Iris.
Dave.
Iris.
Chew in the name of the law.
So, policeman's favourite meal.
The iris.
Yeah! Hey. So, everybody
has got two at the moment.
No, it's got one.
No, it's got one at the moment.
The
right,
wrong.
Question number three. Which British pop group shares its name with a fertile spot in the desert? Chris.
The Dog and Duck. Oasis.
Dave.
Oasis.
Carrie.
Oasis.
Dom.
Oasis.
Liz.
Oasis.
Jim.
Oasis.
Correct answer is Oasis.
Yay! Can we just do that again? Because I like it when everybody pronounces, when everyone's got the same answer, but everyone pronounces it slightly different. So everyone has to do that just to amuse me.
Dave.
Oasis.
Carrie.
Oasis.
Dom.
Oasis.
Liz.
Oasis.
Jim.
Oasis.
Chris.
Oasis.
The correct answer is Oasis.
Yay!
Question number four.
We get two.
The show's gone slightly random. What is the collective name for a group of caterpillars? Liz.
Army.
Jim.
Battalion.
Dave.
Army.
Chris.
Army.
Carrie.
Battalion.
Dom.
Battalion.
The correct answer is an army.
Yeah!
Oh! Isn't that an army of ants?
A battalion of caterpillars?
You never know.
Also, fact that you two cheated as well, because you couldn't have both got
it. No. You said troops, didn't you, Rach?
Yeah.
And I thought...
No, Jim,
troops,
you put battalion, so you obviously cheated as well with Dominic and Carrie. So, through some kind of weird mind reading.
Right, definitely. Question number five.
Whereas boring Liz obviously just knows because she's a geek.
What is the only 10-letter word that can be typed
Dominic.
On only the top row of a keyboard or typewriter?
Dominic.
Dom.
Well.
Go on.
Tricky job.
How do you spell that?
How do you spell it? T-R-I-Q.
Hang on a second, double check this. T-R-I-Q.
Yeah. E.
Get Susie in Dictionary Corner to look it up.
T-R-I-Q-E-Y-I-O-P. And then there's a silent W on the end.
Right.
Okay, thank you for that answer. Liz?
I didn't get anything.
Okay, Jim?
Opportunity.
Okay.
That's worse than mine.
Isn't...
Have you got it, Dave?
I believe so, yes.
Right, okay. Watch, I want to see Dominic's face. Come to me.
Chris.
QWERTYOP.
Give over QWERTYOP. That's not a word.
It's in the dictionary.
No, it's not.
No, I'm only joking. I put typewriter.
Dave.
I too put typewriter.
And Carrie with a big smug smile.
Yeah, it is.
The correct answer is typewriter.
Did they do that because of that reason? Did they organise those letters?
No, originally a typewriter was called a QWERTYOP.
But you know what I mean? They put them all on the front, on the top row there.
Right, anybody get 5 out of 5?
No.
Anybody get 4?
Hello!
Yes! Oh, you're joking!
Dunk boys!
Dave and Chris. Anybody get 3?
Yes!
Yeah, you did not. Oh, yeah, you did. Sorry, Liz, you got 3.
And anybody get 2?
Yeah,
Jim... Stupid Jim and stupid Dom. Jim and Dom.
Does that affect the leaderboard
Looks
somewhat?
Looks like I might be in pole position.
Well done, Jim. You got 2 out of 5.
Thanks very much.
Have a good day.
I'm well chuffed, Chris. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. And Liz, well done.
Thank you.
I know the excitement has obviously got to you by the sound of your voice there. You're ready to drop off into a coma any second.
It was really difficult to hear, actually.
Pardon?
Really difficult to hear.
I can't hear you. There you go. Cut her off. Clean your ears out, then. Have a wash. Treat yourself. I know it's only a Tuesday. Have a bath early. So, the scores, then. Let's find out from Rachel.
This I thought I'd do them in my little...
Line. Oh, do you want to do that?
Yeah, because okay. I haven't thought about what I was going to say.
Oh, fair enough, then. Rachel!
So, the scores on the pub quiz. In third place, it's Carrie with 3 points. In joint second, it's Dom and Chris on 9 points.
Oh.
And in first place, pole position, Mr. Dave with 11. Are you well chuffed, Dave?
I'm well chuffed, Rachel.
Oh, you've got 6, Carrie.
Who cares what you've got?
You're still last.
Bottom.
Do your thank yous, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.